back, everybody,
to episode 2. We are coming at you from our closet in Valencia, Spain, and we're honored that you're listening.
And we know that there are a ton of great podcasts out there, and you chose ours.
We are Red Weather Christians.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jen.
We are expats living in Spain,
trying to restore faith in humanity, one story at a time.
On this season of Red Weather Christians, we'll be highlighting the feel-good stories that make us smile.
And remind us of the good in humanity. We hope that as you listen, you become more mindful of the good, and that if you don't see it,
you do it.
Or you be it.
So I'm going to take you back to fourth grade. For me, that is. First day of school, I'm out there before school starts, playing on the playground, and this mom comes up to me.
Oh, weird.
She's like, excuse me. I actually don't know exactly how she said it, but she goes, will you be my son's friend?
And okay, I go, bold. Bold move, mom.
I was like, who? He's a new kid, so I don't recognize him. I don't know her or him. She points him out, and I go, sure. Come on, let's play. We're up here on this thing, jumping around and running, and I don't even know what game we were playing.
Yeah, jump around.
Now, what made that a little bit harder was the bell rings in 5 or 10 minutes, and we all line up to go in, and we're in different fourth grade classrooms, so I don't really see him during the day. I don't see him at lunch, really. He might have a different lunch table, so we were separated, but we did ride the bus home together.
So that's crucial for you bus people.
Oh, yes, of course.
I never rode a bus.
So we would, you know, then I see him on the bus. I'm like, hey, John, you can sit with me, or hey.
Aw, nice, Steve.
And it worked out. It worked out for him. It worked out for me. We were friends through eighth grade until I moved away.
Wow. All because the mom just said, hey, will you be my son's friend? I don't know if I would even do that as a mom. So, yeah. Go, mom. Bold move. Love it. Respect it. Well, my story is middle school. Oh boy, it was so rough. I changed schools in seventh grade. I went from a small private Christian elementary school to a huge public middle school. And if I haven't mentioned this on the podcast before, my very first image walking down into the hallways of this middle school was a couple like pounded up against the lockers making out, and I saw tongues and it was groping, and that was my first image of middle school. And in my mind, I was like, Toto, we are not in Kansas anymore. It was bad.
And everything you were looking forward to about middle school.
Oh, yeah. Making out. Oh, yeah. I never kissed a boy until I was 17. So there's a fun fact. Didn't happen for me in middle school. So, but here's the deal. I was terrified of what was called, it wasn't called break. In my junior high, it was called brunch and lunch. I was terrified because I didn't have friends and I didn't know who I was going to sit with. So I was talking to my mom about my anxieties, and she said, Jen, just ask someone if they'd like to sit with you. And I know what you're thinking. This sounds so simple. Why wouldn't you have thought of that, Jen? But in middle school, all the insecurities were amplified. And the mere whiff of having to ask to hang out with someone reeked of being uncool, so I thought. But also, it was such a test of confidence to think someone would want to hang out with me, you know, like asking it in that way, do you want to hang out with me, instead of, can I hang out with you? But it took a girl named Natasha Mansfield asking me that exact question for me to realize, hey, this is just a simple question. It's okay to ask it. Helpful even. Do it, Jen. Tasha and I had math class together, and she was a pretty cool girl. Probably too cool for me because she already had friends. You know, why would she invite me to hang out when she already had friends? This is what I'm thinking. Needless to say, I was honored, and it was a pivotal moment for me. Clearly, as I'm still able to recall it all these years later.
So now, as you might be catching up, for me, I moved schools from 8th to 9th grade. I'm in a new city, hours away from my last city, so I know zero people. And I'm starting 9th grade, so I'm a freshman. I'm at the bottom of the pecking order. But there was another family who had also recently moved to the area. They were moving back to the area. So that family and my family both attended the same church.
Hey-o.
They're looking at things, putting it together. Wait, our kids are the same age? They should be friends. So Mark Frelick and I were essentially set up to be friends by our parents.
Could that be any more convenient?
Except I was the awkward kid with a cast on my left hand.
Ooh, so awkward. Just walking in maimed.
So, it didn't happen right off the bat. We met each other again at soccer tryouts. Part of that was because he had previously lived in Manistee, so he had friends there. But he missed those pivotal
middle school years. I'm telling you, like, a lot of changes happen. And I'm not talking about, like, puberty, physical changes. Mommy,
those happen
what's
too.
Happening to me?
So friendships for him had diverged, and people were in different groups by the time he had returned. Lo and behold, we're in band together. We're in the same section together because we both play the saxophone.
Oh.
Lunch is right after that band class. But did I ask him to be my friend? No, I sat alone that first day.
Oh, that is lunch. So sad. See, now I didn't sit alone ever because I was thinking ahead. I was making sure before I got to brunch or lunch that I had people set up so that I wouldn't ever be seen alone. At my school, probably similar to your school, if someone saw you by yourself, you would be branded a loner. And I didn't want to get that brand on day one. I mean, I would have been ruined. Ruination.
Yeah, I didn't want that. But people leaving me alone would have been fine.
I think I just think about things more than you do about this kind of thing. You're just like, probably didn't even think about, oh, what if I have to sit alone at lunch? And what would I do? And this and that. Whereas I thought, what if I have to sit alone at lunch? And what would I do? And I would be a total loner loser and my life would be over.
Yeah, I never went to that extreme, but I didn't really like that first day of lunch, and I made sure to talk to Mark the next day, and from there it blossomed into a wonderful friendship we still have.
That is so lovely. I love that. I've had insecurities about starting friendships probably since middle school. I remember even as an adult living in Florida, becoming friends with Gail, thinking, why would she want to be friends with me? She's super cool and funny and has lots of friends already. And then the same thing again when we were new to Ecuador and Cameron showed interest in being my friend. I was thinking, why? Why, when she has a solid community of friends, would she be interested in me?
Maybe it was because you had a son the same age as her son.
Hey, now. Yeah, you're probably right. No. I mean, I think she wanted to be my friend. She did.
Of course. Keep telling yourself that.
Listen, I'm insecure about it. Obviously, I still am. It's so ridiculous. It is silly. I understand that and acknowledge that. It's obviously followed me. It's obviously haunting me.
So why is this important, Jen?
Oh my gosh. Why are you talking like that? Obviously, having friends is important. Obviously.
And watching Friends.
Yes.
Is important.
Could it be any more important? Okay. I use the same reference twice. I'm sorry. But it's so good. Could that line be any better? Okay. Moving on.
College orientation knows this, and even other levels of education know this. And that's why they do silly games and bond-building events, icebreakers, all sorts of things like that to build some sort of community, some sort of friendship that's going to pull people together, hold people together, and be good.
I mean, think about the psychology of work. Businesses do this too. They have team building events and all that. They pay people the big bucks to lead these team building activities so that their employees can feel more connected at work, because they know that if they feel more connected, they're going to be happier. And if they're happier, they're probably going to do a better job in their job.
They're just going to do a better job.
Yes. So, but studies do show this. They show people who have satisfying relationships are happier, have fewer health problems, and live longer. Stanford University Medicine cites an article entitled, "Good Social Relationships Are the Most Consistent Predictor of a Happy Life."
And if you don't want to read these essays and
articles,
if you don't want to read these articles about why relationships are good for you, go ahead and just watch the Blue Zones documentary on Netflix. It talks about these people who live the longest in the world and what makes it happen. Because it happens in various places in the world. It's not just the environment. It's not just the diet. It is community.
Yes. And a Harvard study on adult development by the way, considered to be the most extended study, started in 1938, tracked the lives of 724 men for 75 years, found that good relationships are the key factors that matter the most for long-lasting happiness.
And although only tangentially related, there is a great book out there called The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wohlhorst, a German guy. Don't remember his last name. Anyway, it talks about all sorts of things we don't know about trees, hidden, obviously, but specifically how they are connected and can transfer information through their roots to each other. So they can actually help another tree not die by transferring nutrients, but also signaling other trees of dangers or things like that. It's fascinating. But how do they do it? They stay connected.
Which is what we're not doing by uprooting our lives and moving to a new country. Dang it!
Yeah, that's not...
But hey, listen, we've been uprooted. Let's follow the metaphor for a minute. We just need to root ourselves again in...
Root and toot and do.
Root and toot and do. Root and toot and do. Why?
That's what I hear when I hear root. We just need to root and toot and do.
Okay. That is from... Hey, that's from The Holiday, the movie that Steve and I just watched the other night for our date night.
No reason to mention this.
It's so good. It's so good. But we were just laughing about it because Steve's like, how old do you think this movie is, Jen? I'm like, I don't know, like 10 years. And the movie is approaching 20 years.
From 2006.
Anyway, moving on. So, okay, following the metaphor, we just need to root ourselves again in like a nice grove of trees. And you know, we live in the midst of a lot of orange tree groves.
That are unnaturally planted, but we're not going to worry about that.
Well, we're unnaturally planted here in Spain, too. Are we not going to worry about that?
Not worried.
Okay. Yeah, actually, don't worry. No, worrying is very bad
no
for you people.
Preocupas.
So, let's follow the research to be happy and invest in our friendships.
It's good.
It's good. So now we are going to pivot.
Pivot!
Pivot! To our next segment, which is, yes, we are here in Spain, a new country with new people, starting over with local friends. We are Red Weather Christians, and we are asking for friends.
So how do we do that? How do you ask for friends in a language in a country that's not your own?
I did it on WhatsApp.
Done.
Okay, so I was added by chance encounter with this woman who happened to have a son who went to the same school as our kids, and she was out walking and our paths crossed from like dropping off our kids at school. And I don't know, we just stopped and said hi or something. I can hardly remember. And she was like, oh, you know, would you like me to add you to this group chat or whatever? She added me to a group chat of
which one added
like
you?
a parent group chat, like of the classes. But then that got me connected to somebody else who added me to another group chat of women who women who live in the area who speak English, but a lot of them also speak Spanish and other languages. So it was in that group chat that I put it out there that, hey, I am looking for friends who are native Spanish speakers to meet up with me once a week to talk for a half an hour in Spanish and a half an hour in English. You help me with my Spanish, I'll help you with your English, and we can be friends.
Boom. Mic drop.
Boom. But I was so nervous to do this. My heart was pounding. I didn't do it for like 2 months. I had this idea, and I didn't actually carry it out for like 2 months. And then when I finally started typing it into the group chat, you know, double-checking everything, my wording, my grammar, was it clear? Was I coming across as needy? Was I coming across as normal? Was I a freak? I don't know. My heart was pounding and I pressed send. And then, oh my goodness, almost immediately like three women responded to me that yes, they would be happy to do this.
That's fantastic for you.
What I'm saying is this is the good that we are talking about in this episode. The idea of realizing that maybe you need something and asking for it. And then you see the goodness in people who say, yes, I would like to help you with that. I don't know you at all, but I would be willing to meet with you once a week for an hour. That's crazy to me.
That's crazy to me too.
Okay.
Yes. It's...
We're on the same page then.
We try to tell people we're not crazy, but here you are again.
Being crazy.
I would not do that. I would prefer to make friends through sports whenever possible. Whether that's playing it, watching it, talking about it, sports. It gives an out, something that you can, even if you don't get along with the person, you've got something in common that is good, a good thing. I find sports to be good. Some people think they're not great. Whatever. I think it's a really good thing.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I mean, custard, good. Jam, good. Meat, good.
What's not to like?
What's not to like?
Friends, good.
Yes, yes.
So that happened in Ecuador. I met plenty of people that I consider friends just by playing football. Could I understand what they were saying to me? No. One time, I'm playing keeper, and they're yelling at me, "Cógelo, cógelo, cógelo." I don't know what they're saying, but there's someone coming, and I kicked the ball.
What they were trying to say to him is, "Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up." And Steve was like, "Gookadoopadoo, kick."
Well, I didn't. It was one of those weird moments where it had accidentally touched one of my players and gotten into the penalty area. And sometimes you're not supposed to touch it if they purposely touch the ball or pass it back to you. So I didn't want to pick it up and have a penalty.
Right. Of course not.
So I'm just like, do kick the safe it. Thing. Kick it away.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
So I, going back to my asking for friends, it was nerve-wracking for me, but I did it anyway. And I would encourage you guys to think about, you know, maybe what is something that you need and ask somebody to help you. It's good for us to experience that kind of humility of like, hey, maybe I need something and I need to ask for help. But these little weekly meetups, I was meeting up with complete strangers, and I've met with two of the three women, one of them for two different times. But the first time I met with Paula, we were meeting at a cafe, and I don't know what she looks like. Her WhatsApp profile picture is like a ceramic chicken. So I have no idea. I am sitting at the table.
If she showed up looking like a ceramic chicken, that would have been
friendship.
That would have been
over.
Obviously clear.
Yeah. No. You will be my friend, ceramic chicken. Let's be friends. Actually, I'd feel maybe more comfortable. I don't know. Oh man. Or it's a turkey that Monica gets stuck on her head for Thanksgiving, right?
I don't remember.
Not a ceramic chicken.
Not a ceramic chicken.
Pump in the Friends references. Anyway, so I do see a lady pull into the parking lot, then get out of her car. I'm like, this seems like maybe it could be the one. And
Could be the one.
I know, it's like a blind date. Is this the one? And she walks towards my table. And yes, it was her. But it was like a very strange thing for me because also, fun fact about me, I've never been on a blind date either. Like, I didn't date a lot in my life, but certainly I never went on a blind date. So that feeling of, I don't even know what this person looks like. I don't know who they are. But anyway, we had a really lovely chat for an hour. And, you know, as far as friendships are concerned, it wasn't an organic friendship, you know, like it was almost more of like, networking, if I could use that word.
Yeah, you're looking at sometimes having friends for the sole purpose of connections or networking to further something you want to do or offering them something you can do. And real good friendships don't focus on that.
No. But I mean, I still felt like I should do this because I wanted to work on my Spanish. And I thought that probably having conversations with someone who was a native Spanish speaker would be the best thing I could do for myself. Also, like a complete nightmare situation, if I can just add that in. I was scared to death of just speaking with someone who maybe potentially would be a friend in Spanish for 30 long minutes. But again, you know, we're here in Spain. We're starting over at square one. We're trying to be bold, and I'm trying to do what I know I need to do, be humble, but also have confidence. So I did it, and it's been good. But the idea of organic friendships is certainly more appealing to me, of a friendship just happening, you know? But I don't know if that's going to happen or when. So I figured taking this step would be okay.
Right. And for those of you who are parents out there, you know that plenty of friendships happen because of your kids. Organically happen because you have kids in the same class. We have one of those so far. By random chance, our third grader is in the same class as this other third grader. They're both new to the school this year. They sit at the same empty table because no one else is sitting there.
Yeah, on like preview day or whatever it was. Like all the kids are in their little groups. And I saw them like pulling extra chairs to tables so that they could sit with their friends. And then there was this one table of nobody. And my son and this lady's son sat down together. And yeah.
And it's worked so far.
Yeah. So, and then we were commiserating on the length of the PE uniform line together and kind of joking about it and like, oh my gosh, this line, it's killer. And, you know, as you do, commiserate, little complain. But hey, you know, the complaining about the PE line helped us to become friends. And so we turned that situation into a good one. And her name is Becky and she's from the UK and we really like her.
These are good things because we put ourselves out there. If we skip the preview day, we don't meet people.
Yeah, and I don't even like going to preview day stuff or like that all is pretty intimidating to me.
Not intimidating. I just think a waste of time.
Yeah, well, we just view it differently then.
But we did it. We also had nothing else to do. So we all went.
Yes. Oh, you know what? Also kind of an organic friendship because I signed up to be a volunteer at this, like, it's called ASV Day that the school does, and it's just like games and food and paella and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't want to volunteer. No way. I don't want to do that. But I was like, I should do it. Maybe I'll make a friend. And I did meet some people. And one of the women, actually, I'm going to be probably doing a running club with coming up. And yeah, so we'll see where it goes. But you have to put yourself out there to even like go be around people if you want to make friends.
Let me put it this way. If you are having trouble finding the goodness of other people, it's probably because you're not even out there meeting other people.
Or asking to see the goodness in people, because that's what I felt like I did. I asked to see the goodness in people and they responded and they said, you are a complete stranger, and I will commit to meeting with you once a week.
I can remember back to our life in Florida and doing things. We were at a Trader Joe's in Mandarin, not even our neighborhood, and I happened to see this lady who works a bunch of running events, and I had worked these running events with her. I was usually just a mile marker person and saying, hey, it's 16 minutes, you're at mile 2, and then calling out time so that people had that. I had regularly volunteered. I still don't really know her. She doesn't really know me. But we happened to see each other, and I hadn't been informed of when the next race was. It was the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
I happened to see her, and she's like, oh, I lost your email. Yes, we would love to have you show up tomorrow. If you don't put yourself out there...
And
you
go to Trader Joe's.
You can't see the goodness of other people. You never even have that potential for interaction, and you think the worst of people then. Think, oh, what are they thinking? What are they going to do? Everyone hates me, blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Get out there. See the good. People are out there doing good things.
Yeah. And I am what I think we would call an ambivert. I'm in the middle. I'm not an introvert. I'm not an extrovert. I'm in the middle, but maybe I lean a little bit more towards being an introvert. And so, you know, our kids get invited to birthday parties. And this is another one of my nightmare situations if I don't know the people ahead of time. And I'm just taking my kid to this birthday party and I'm going to have to make small talk with other adults for the entire time. Oh my goodness, I think I feel a migraine coming on. I better stay home. I don't want to do that. But we did just do it and it was actually really lovely. We chatted with people. It was good. I practiced my Spanish. People spoke English as well. It was mostly Spanish, though. And it was okay. And it was good. And we're alive.
We never thought we were going to die in this situation.
I am a little bit more extreme than Steve.
But we think about things, too. Like, where can we be good, too? And it's hard for us because we don't speak the language. We don't have a lot of areas where we can offer to be good to someone else. Jen offered to help with English, even though these ladies do not need help with their English.
I know. They were being so nice. They're like, oh, yeah, my English isn't that good. I'm like, your English is 1,000 times better than my Spanish. But anyway.
Right. So here's what we are trying to get across to you. While we have kind of put ourselves into this kind of predicament, we can still see the good in it. The good for us, the good for others, maybe eventually that we can do.
Yeah. And this whole international move, has it been difficult to do this, to move ourselves, to move our stuff, to figure out visas, to figure out housing? Yes, all of that has been difficult. But the scariest part for me is finding friends again. So we're just over here trying our best.
Yep. And if you'd like more details on what that looked like, of trying our best, Jen's written a couple of blog posts. We're going to add another one.
Thank you.
We're going to add another one that details more of the finances.
And by we, he means he is going to write a blog post detailing the finances of this whole move that we've done. So yes, thank you for my blog shout out. If you'd like to read the posts, they are at lifeloveandsentences.wordpress.com. I will link that in the show notes.
Well, Jen, are your middle school insecurities still coming back to you?
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, a little bit, yes. But I feel like I am more confident.
Woo!
Yep. And the experience that I've just recently had with asking for friends has been so positive. And thinking back about how Natasha Mansfield just asked me, like, hey, you wanna hang out together? These are the things I think about that restore my faith in humanity and give me more confidence to get out there, find my friends, ask for help, do what I need to do.
And invite people over for Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
You did that. Against my better wishes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I invited a couple people over for Christmas Eve. And Steve was like, I didn't want to do that.
That's pretty much what I said. While I was playing Jurassic World with Memphis, I was content playing video games the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I initiated that one and it was actually a really lovely time. And it was good because I'd baked a lot of sweet things and I needed other humans to come over and eat them so that we didn't eat all of them.
All good. Very good.
All good. Custard. Good. Okay. Not again. Already did that. So we encourage you to invest in your current relationships, yes, but think about initiating new ones. Be confident, but stay humble.
We are Red Weather Christians.
I'm Jen.
I'm Steve.
And remember,
share the good.
Don't boo the bad. I have had
Everyone, she's about to say she's had insecurities about starting friendships, but she's also has insecurities about saying these words.
Yeah, I mean, college orientation knows this. That's why they do all the silly games and bond building events. That sounds so weird. You do the college one.
That's what I thought I was gonna do. And you just
well, you didn't talk. You're just making my editing take a lot longer doing this.
No, you'll just cut all of that.
I know, but it's...
Wait. I'm sorry.
Can you let me just redo some stuff so I don't have to do as much editing?
I don't know where we have left and where you're taking off from at this point.
Then just be quiet and I can edit it later. Such a child.
Conclusion and call to action. We are Red Weather Christians.
I'm Jen.
I'm Steve.
And remember...
cheer the good.
Don't boo the bad.